Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah. We can help.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So I've been dating this guy, and things have been really good between us, but then his ex started to get involved.
Uh-oh. All right, what is the guy's name?
It's Danny.
Okay, and what is his ex's name?
Her name's Melissa.
Melissa. Okay, all right, so give me the story.
All right, so Danny's a personal trainer, but he's also part of a Mail Review, and that's, like, how he makes the most of his money.
All right, hold on a second. A Mail Review, like, Magic Mike style? Like, male dancers?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Which one is it? I bet I know.
I don't want to say, but I think it's probably the one you're thinking of.
I bet it is. I mean, I couldn't imagine dating a guy that does that for a living. Isn't that hard?
It's kind of strange watching him work, but, as long as he's coming home at night, like, I'm okay with it, you know?
Okay, so how does the ex play into all of this?
So a few weeks ago, I went to see one of his shows, and I was in the bathroom, like, touching up my lipstick, and I all of a sudden was surrounded by this group of girls, and they tell me, just so you know, Danny's with Melissa still, and you should stop trying to be his side piece, because that's all you are to him. And I was like, excuse me? And they're like, yeah, you heard us. You're side piece. You're Danny. Danny's with Melissa, and you're the side chick.
So, all right, so this is like straight out of high school intimidation tactics.
Yeah, I mean, it was like Mean Girls or something.
Yeah.
And so I go up to Danny, and I'm like, hey, is your ex here right now? And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry about that. Just ignore her. And I was like, okay, well, it's not her that's the problem. It's her friends. They're coming up to me, but anyways, it was, like, a couple weeks ago, and since then, like, they keep showing up, like, every week, and it's like they're trying to scare me or something.
Okay. Did you ask Danny about the whole still being with Melissa part?
Yeah. He said that they're not together anymore, but,
why does it sound like you're not sure you believe him?
I mean, I don't know. I tried to text her to, like, handle things like adults, but she never wrote me back.
Okay, so you got no answer.
No, I got none.
So who do you believe here? Do you think he's still with her and you're just the side piece? Or do you think he's just with you?
I mean, that's what I want to find out. That's why I called you guys.
Okay, so you want us to find out for you.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you like, he's still with her, like, I'm not going to look stupid in front of everybody.
Right.
I'm not trying to be, like, someone's side chick.
Okay. Well, we can try to find out. I mean, what do you guys think? Like, a three-way call? Maybe get Danny and his ex on the phone? See what he says about Rachel?
Yeah, that might work.
Actually, I think I got a better idea. Rachel, you did say you had the ex's phone number, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's her. I mean, like, it didn't write me back, so I don't really know if it's her or not. But I think it's her.
Okay, I say we call the ex up first and find out if it is her. If it is, I think I have a great, great idea.
Okay. Shaggy, your plan is we're going to call the ex.
Yep.
Melissa. And see if she will agree to this. What we think we're going to do is we're going to call Danny twice. Once we're going to call as if Rachel's calling
him. Yep, and then
ask about Melissa.
Yep,
then
we're going to hang up. She can hear everything, but she's going to basically be on mute / can't say anything.
Then we're going to hang up, call him back as Melissa and ask about Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
If this works, this is going to be really good. This is like third fly on the wall stuff here.
Dialing at random.
Okay, so this is the top number you gave me is Melissa's.
Correct.
Okay, so this will be Melissa we're calling.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to Melissa, please.
Okay, who's calling?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104.
Okay, what What are you calling me for?
Well, actually, we have a girl on the other line with us. Her name is Rachel, and I believe you may know her.
Yeah, I'm familiar with her.
Okay, so here's the thing. She is apparently dating Danny, but according to your friends, she's a side piece because Danny is with you.
Yeah, no. She was dating Danny, but he broke up with her.
I don't think so.
yeah, I think so, honey.
Okay, so Shaq, why don't you go over your plan real quick?
Okay, so here's my plan. So, okay, ladies, what we want to do is basically have each of you call Danny one at a time.
Yeah, this way you can hear the truth while he's on with the other person.
And since we have a third line, all you have to do is just kind of sit back and listen.
Okay, but the only rule is you can't interrupt while he's on with the other person. We think this way, once and for all, the truth is going to come out. The truth will set you free.
But first, it will piss you off.
Exactly. Yes. Okay, so, all right. So this way you get to hear what he says about you guys while the other person, he's talking to the other person. Is this okay with you, Rachel?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I think she needs to hear this.
Okay, and that's fine with you, Melissa?
I mean, if she wants to get her heart broken, humiliate herself, then yeah, by all means, that's fine.
Oh my God. Okay, so Rachel, we're going to call Danny right now, and then you could talk to him first. Just a heads up, though, he's probably not going to recognize the number we're using, so is he the type of person who will answer a number he doesn't recognize?
Yeah, I think he'll answer. I mean, he uses his phone for booking gigs, so he usually answer strange calls thinking it might be work.
Okay, so when he answers, just tell him it's your new phone or something so he doesn't suspect anything's up, okay? All right, here we go.
Okay.
Dialing at random.
Hello?
Hey, it's Rachel.
Hey, lady. Well, what's the surprise? What's up?
Well, first, this is my new phone. I was just calling to tell you that I got a new number.
Okay.
Yeah, and second, I can't wait to see you this weekend.
I can't wait to see you, too. What happened to your phone?
Oh, I mean, nothing happened to it. I just wanted to get a new number because I kept getting texts from your ex and her friends, and they keep insisting that I'm your side piece and that I should leave you alone.
No, I told you, don't listen to them. They're just bitches, and they're trying to scare you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that I'm scared. It's just the whole, like, telling me that I'm a side piece thing. Like, I thought you broke up with her. You did, right?
Yeah, 100% yes. I told you, just don't worry about her. She's crazy. Her friends are bitches. She's the biggest bitch of the whole group, so just stay away from them.
Thanks. That's what I needed to hear. I'm really happy to see you Saturday.
Yeah, same. See you Saturday.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. So, all right. So, do we even need to do round two here? Melissa, do you want us to call him back?
Yes. Call him back right now.
Okay. And we're dialing.
Hello?
Hey, Tiger.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, listen, so I know that you're super busy and all today, and I know you're way over all of this drama and stuff, but could you just, like, please tell your little friend from the club to stop texting me and, like, saying that she's trying to steal you away from me and all that?
What?
You know, like, your friend who thinks that she's dating you or whatever. What's her name? Like, Rachel, I think. You said that she's the one that stopped you while you're working.
Oh, my God. What did she say?
She was like, oh, he's not yours anymore. I'm dating him now or whatever. Like, some shit like that.
Babe, I told you, since I started, you can't be sweating about groupies like this.
Okay, so that's what she is then, right? A groupie?
Yes. Like, I don't even know how she got your number.
Hold up. Okay. I'm a groupie? Oh, snap! That is not what you said a few minutes ago.
Oh, snap! Wait, sorry. Who's this?
It's Rachel.
I told you, sweetheart. I tried to warn you.
Wait, did you hang up? How are you on the phone right now?
Hey, Danny?
Who the hell is that?
Danny, Hello? This is the Z Morning Zoo on Z104, and right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. We actually have Rachel and Melissa on the phone with you right now.
Okay.
Okay, so are you going to explain to me why you're calling me a groupie behind my back?
I didn't call you that.
I just heard you say it, and you said it to your supposedly ex-girlfriend. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, the one that you called bitch and you thought I wasn't listening.
Okay, I definitely didn't say that.
Oh, actually, Danny, you did, Shag.
Yep, here you go.
Don't worry about her. She's crazy. Her friends are bitches. She's the biggest bitch of the whole group. Okay, what the fuck is going on right now? Seriously.
I think, Danny, that's what the ladies would like to know.
Just tell me the truth. Are you still with your ex? Are you with Melissa?
Yes, and remember, she's listening right now, Danny.
I don't know what you want me to say to you.
How about the truth? That might be nice to hear. I thought you broke up with this bitch.
I did.
Really? Because we weren't broken up on Sunday when you spent the night here.
Oh.
Okay, listen. I'm sorry. You want the truth? Here's the truth. Okay, I care about both of you too much to break up with you. And I'm not just going to dump you. I wouldn't do that to you, to either of you.
Okay, so instead you just keep messing around with both of them? That's not a great solution either, dude.
Dude, you could just shut your mouth, bro. Okay, oh. As far as I'm concerned, this is your fault. This was fine. Burn.
Okay, so then what's your answer? Are you with her or are you with me? Tell me right now.
Okay, what I can say is I'm just not with this drama or these games, okay? So, bye.
All right, okay. Well, I don't feel like we really got an answer there.
Well, I got the answer I expected to hear.
What's that, him calling you a bitch?
No, him admitting that you still don't mean shit to him.
I have a question here. Why the hell are either one of you still with him? He's obviously screwing you both over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.